Well, over this past week, obviously, we had a few key events. Amongst them was the FOMC meeting in the United States, and they decided to leave the cash rate or their funds rate unchanged at 4.5%. Now, that wasn't unexpected. And basically, Jerome Powell's come out and said, look, we're just taking a pause. There are some signs that sort of inflation is getting a bit sticky, and so he got rid of any comments about making progress getting inflation down. Obviously, that progress is not there now, and so that's just meant that as far as the US is concerned, it's going to be a little while before maybe we see another interest rate cut. Now, that's not the same elsewhere. So, in places where economic growth is much weaker than it is in the United States, and also there's still some pretty clear signs that inflation's falling. Canada, for example, Bank of Canada met last week. They brought their cash rate down by 25 basis points, and they're down to 3%. They've cut several times in this cycle so far. And it was a similar case for the European Central Bank, where they met last Thursday too. And they cut their deposit rate by 25 basis points. They've done several. They're now down to 2.75%. But they are different cases relative to the US. And some of that, some of those reasons were there in some of the data last week too. So, for example, we had the advance reading of Q4 GDP came out for the end of for GDP growth in the fourth quarter of last year. And while the annualized growth rate came back a bit more than expected to 2.3% annualized from 3.1% annualized, there were still some very strong underpinnings in there. Real consumer spending, for example, in the United States actually accelerated in the fourth quarter to 4.2% from 3.7%. And that's not going away anytime soon. Later in the week, we had December personal income, personal spending data out of the United States. And personal income rose 0.4%, it rose 0.3% month on month the month before, so plenty of income for people in the US. And personal spending, really strong. The previous month was revised, in fact it was doubled from 0.3% to 0.6%. And the month of December, which was expected to be 0.4, was also 0.6. So people are spending pretty freely in the United States, and it largely comes down to income, tight labor market, all those things still running in the US and still giving people a reason to spend. The other thing with that tight labor market, most recent weekly initial jobless claims was expected to come in around the 223,000 mark. It came in at 207, so very, very strong indications running through the labour market as well. Right at the end of the week, of course, it's not all pro-growth in the US. President Trump came out with his announcement about tariffs, and they're going to be imposed from Tuesday this week. And it's 25% across the board tariffs for Canada and Mexico. The only exception for Canada is it's only 10% on energy exports coming out of Canada into the US, and 10% on China, and a dire warning for the Europeans that they're not very good people, they're going to cop it soon. And so that is one of the worrying features. It's an inflation factor really for the United States, one of those things that Jerome Powell's probably worried about. And of course, it can constrain international trade. The other worry about it is it's all seems to be a punishment for loose borders as far as Canada and Mexico are concerned, with no real evidence of what the problem is. And so that also means that there's no way that Canada and Mexico can respond in terms of tightening their borders in a way that's going to persuade Trump to bring those tariffs off. So that's where it's very, very problematic in some ways, that development right at the end of last week. It took a bit of a toll on shares in the United States, which otherwise have been going pretty well. most of the way through January, other than the blip when China showed that it can also compete with artificial intelligence. But otherwise, it's been a pretty strong month there for things like risk assets. But just that problem starting to develop. In terms of the US this week, we're still going to get signs probably that the US economy is doing well. We have the ISM manufacturing PMI, non-manufacturing PMIs coming out. The January ISM manufacturing PMI comes out later today. It did manage to lift back above 49. It's not quite into expansionary territory. It's expected to be around about 49.3 when that one comes out. And on Thursday, we'll get also the ISM non-manufacturing PMI for the month of January. That's expected to lift probably to 54.2 from 54.1. That's very strong, still pointing to much of the US economy still moving along pretty well. And the other figures, which are probably going to support that too, are the labour market data. So right at the end of the week, we get things like January average hourly earnings, non-farm payrolls for the month of January, and the unemployment rate. And at this stage, they're still looking pretty firm. So average hourly earnings are expected to be up another 0.3%. That keeps annual growth in average hourly earnings mighty close to 4%. And you know, that really is too fast to allow inflation to come down. We also get non-farm payrolls. Market expectation is 154,000 gain there after 256,000 the month before. That's still very strong. And the unemployment rate just going sideways at 4.1%. Now, Fed really needs the unemployment rate to move a little bit higher. Its view of where the non-accelerating inflationary unemployment rate is around about 4.4, 4.5, but we're just not getting there. It's just going sideways, the unemployment rate over recent months. And so that's the issue for the Fed. It is getting pretty stuck in terms of what it can do with interest rates. I suppose the other thing we should always be aware of is stage left type events in the US. Obviously, President Trump was not happy with Jerome Powell last week, and it's a risk that at some point he may make some announcements which cut into the independence of the Federal Reserve, whether that's actually sacking Jerome Powell, dictating to them what may happen with interest rates. That there is a real bond risk factor there in terms of the way he reacts, because obviously he was very unhappy that Jerome Powell didn't bring interest rates down last week. So just watching for any of those sorts of stage left developments that might occur in the US as well. In terms of China, we're right into the celebrations for Chinese New Year. So that means that the usual run of data over the turn of the month just gets a bit delayed. Last week we had the official manufacturing PMI, non-manufacturing PMI came out. Manufacturing PMI went backwards a little bit to 49.1 from 50.1. The non-manufacturing PMI came down to 50.2 from 52.2, so a little bit of a setback running through there. We will get the cakes inversions of these. Later today, the cakes in manufacturing PMI comes out. That was at 50.5 going back last month. It may improve a little bit, we think, to 50.6. And the services sector PMI, that comes out on Wednesday at this stage. Looks as if that will come in around about 52.3 from 52.2. So they're hovering around that 50 mark. But China's obviously going to be worried about the announcement from the US. And one of the consequences of that may be that it'll bring forward when they make some announcement about what they might do to try and support domestic spending in the Chinese economy. So they will be waiting to see what's happened. At this stage, they now know that 10% across-the-board tariffs going to be imposed on their goods and services going into the United States. Moving to Australia last week, and we had the CPI for the quarter and also for the month, and the Q4 CPI came in a little bit less than expected, and of course that's got most people excited about the potential for the Reserve Bank to cut the cash rate when we get through to their meeting, which is on the 17th, 18th of this month. They do it over 2 days these days, but Tuesday's always the date when they make the announcement. So the headline CPI came down to 2.4% year-on-year from 2.8%. You know, that's inside the target band. We also got some small improvement running through the underlying inflation rates too. They both came in at 0.5% quarter-on-quarter. And as a result of that, the trim mean came down from 3.6 to 3.2. The weighted median came down from 3.7 to 3.4. They're still sitting above. They're more indicative of where inflation is going to go over time. And the other thing to bear in mind is the special one-off factors were very heavily concentrated into Q4. That includes things like energy rebates and all these sorts of bits and pieces. They will fade off at some point, and so this is not where the inflation rate is going to stay. And that's where there's slightly sort of worrying development with the monthly CPI. The monthly CPI actually went up. It went up to 2.5% year-on-year from 2.3%. So after coming down, it's just starting to show the first signs of going back up again. The RBA is going to be watching the tightness of the labour market, what that means for wages, relatively what demand is showing in the US Australian economy. And all of those are still militating towards some staying on hold. So even though there's a very wide consensus that they're going to cut rates, I wouldn't rule out a surprise that they stay on hold. And we have seen this happen in the past. There was an example of this when literally everybody thought that two governors back, that Glenn Stevens was going to cut rates. It was 100% possibility, and he didn't. I'm just worried that we're working towards that same sort of thing with the expectations that are coming through here. So it's still, I think, sort of one of those things we'll watch pretty carefully going through to the middle of the month. Also, Q4 export prices and import prices came out. Export prices had a rise for once. This is largely down to things like the iron ore prices, energy prices, a little bit of a lift running through Q4. So export prices went up 3.6% for Australia in Q4 after falling 4.3% the month before. Import prices came out. They also lifted only by 0.2% quarter on quarter. They were down 1.4% the quarter before. And then on Friday, we also had the producer prices. This is final stage producer prices. And this is another one of those. Should have got a lot more commentary than it did, because this is pipeline of what's coming into the inflation system in Australia. And we've had two quarters now. Going back to Q3, final stage producer prices were up 1% quarter on quarter. They were up another 0.8% quarter on quarter in Q4. And so basically, the annual rate only came down to 3.7% year-on-year in Q4 from 3.9%. Another one of those factors that suggests that what you're seeing with that low inflation report for Q4 probably can't persist. There's going to be some pressure points there building as we go further ahead. We had some credit data too, and credit's still running pretty firmly too in Australia. The outstanding amount of credit for December in the RBA statistics, stronger than expected. It's up 0.6% going back to month of November. They actually revised that up from 0.5 month on month. And in December, when market thought it'd be up another 0.5%, it was up another 0.6%, so back-to-back 0.6% months. Yeah, we're annualising over 7% year-on-year in terms of credit growth. So there's just some signs there that the Reserve Bank will be watching when it comes through to that meeting. This week, today, we get things like the January Melbourne Institute Inflation Survey. This one, going back to December, was actually quite high at 0.6. It's one of the reasons why I think they'll get fed into the Q1 CPI when we get that coming out. Be interesting to see what the latest month shows. ANZ job ads actually lifted going back to December, up 0.3%, see if they improve further. We've got home building approvals coming out for the month of December. They're expected to lift probably about 0.9% after falling 3.6% the month before. We've got December retail sales. Market thinks on the basis of what we heard from some of the major retailers that there was a bit of a give back in December relative to the two strong months we had in October and November. The only problem with that is that retail sales are not just about spending at the stores. There's an awful lot of hospitality spending as well, which almost certainly went the other way. So it looks to be a pretty low market expectation, minus 0.7% month on month after a plus 0.8% going back to November. In those figures too, we'll also get real retail sales spending for Q4. Going back to Q3, we had some signs that things were starting to improve a little bit, plus 0.5% quarter on quarter. We haven't got an expectation on that, but probably at least that again. So watching to see where that comes in. And we've got some trade data coming out on Thursday as well. Trade balance has been going strongly here, but it's partly because China's been front-loading with their imports ahead of what they thought would be happening with the tariff announcement coming through from the US. Moving to Europe. And I mentioned that the ECB dropped their rates. They dropped 25 basis points to 2.75%, giving an indication they could ease further. And the reason for that is pretty easy to see. We had their first reading of their Q4 GDP report, and after rising 0.4% quarter on quarter in Q3, they flatlined. There was no growth in GDP in Q4. And as a result of that, the annual change in GDP is just stuck at 0.9% year on year. So, you know, that lack of, and it's largely caught in the two biggest economies, is France and Germany, where, you know, much of that weakness resides. Having said that, you know, they've still got a tight labour market, although it may have just edged a little bit easier in December. The previous month was down at 6.3% for the unemployment rate. That's revised down further to 6.2%. That's a 25-year low point for the unemployment rate. But it's then edged up to 6.3, which is still a low unemployment rate in the month of December. So just a little bit of change running through there. This week, running in Europe, you know, we're watching out for the CPI. The preliminary CPI comes out tonight for January. It looks as if the year-on-year has probably gone sideways, 2.4% year-on-year. The core CPI may have come down a touch to 2.6 from 2.7. Interestingly, these are still above the ECB's 2% target. So you know, this is the conundrum for the ECB as well, that, you know, they are cutting into sure to try and contain low growth, which seems to be the priority, rather than sort of making sure that they get inflation down. There's a risk that inflation could get sticky in Europe too. Later in the week, we get December retail sales, which are probably flatlining for Europe. The other central bank which will be reporting this week is the Bank of England, and there too, you know, soft growth may mean that they cut 25 basis points down to 4.5 from 4.75. The other thing to bear in mind when we think about our own central bank is our cash rate's 4.35. These other central banks, even with the cuts, like Bank of England, if it does cut this week, will be at 4.5. It's above ours. And the Fed, where it's starting to pause, is pausing at 4.5 as well. So above where, you know, our cash rate is currently. So that's also a consideration when the Reserve Bank gets around to considering what it might do with interest rates. But the beginning of this week, it won't be a particularly good start for share markets and risk assets. Obviously, they'll be digesting those tariff announcements from Donald Trump over the course of the weekend. And you know, there was a bit of a pullback running through US shares, certainly going back to Friday on the back of that.